Morning, not right there.
Morning. Excuse me for coming first.
Hey, how you say your name? Rodney?
Yeah, Rodney. That's okay.
Oh, Rodney. Hey, how you doing? This is Lamar Fouse.
Yeah, sure. How you doing today? I'm very good.
I'm doing good. Hold on. I just got a couple quick. Come on, Becky. I got a couple questions. All right. Not a couple questions, but you know the weather been bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been making it to my clients, but I wasn't making it to them on time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Due to the weather and the restrictions, because I live all the way in Delaware. But I did come, right? The conflict is this. When I go clock out, as far as Lanika, it's going into the next day. You know what I'm saying? So, like, say, for instance, yesterday, I didn't get the pet key until, like, 10 something, right? So I ended up doing the whole 8 hours with him, and then I got back. The roads was clear, so I zoomed, and I got back to Philly. And within a half hour, to clock in over with Lanika's, right? But it went into the next day because I didn't clock in at 5 o'clock. I clocked in at 7:30. So when it went to go clock out, it went into the next day's schedule. You know what I'm saying?
It's just a change of schedule, but that's fine.
But you see what it is? So do I got to do a time sheet for that?
No need for that. I saw what
you
did,
so
and
see
I adjusted
it. Right?
Yeah, I just wanted to be on the same board.
Yeah, and I was telling him, just making sure, because just now when I went up, it was confusing because it was showing me hers first and Stella's saying Packy's, but I guess you can see it and you can understand it, so that's fine. All right, I can breathe now.
No, it's fine. If anything happens,
okay.
I can change the schedule because of the things going on with the storm. Like you see that some more of it, just text me, hey, run me today. I'm doing from this time to this time with the patient, so I adjust it right away in case you have some concerns, okay? And I'll adjust it right away.
All right. And another thing, right now, Pat Key Mitchell, the wires got messed up at the house that he was going to move into out in Chester. So he was staying at his girlfriend's house. So you see where it got switched up. Because then we had the first talk, and I was telling you that I was going near to his house. So now the people supposed to come out today to fix the electric, fix the electric wire. So I don't know if they're gonna be able to do it because in the back of the house it's still snowed up. So he want to know, should he switch now his address, or wait until the electric get turned back on, until they fix the wire.
Do you think that's gonna take a while?
Hold on, I'll let you talk to him.
Okay.
Hello. I switched it over with the county assistant office. So they updated my address inside the system.
Okay, and so you're officially living within your girlfriend's house, right?
No, I left. I done switched the address. 218 Hardwick, Warwick, Hardwick Street. I already switched it.
Yeah,
I did that 2 days ago. Chester, PA. It's still the same.
What's the zip code that you got right now?
09113. It's still the same zip code, Chester. Chester, PA.
19013.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, mister. I'll have it updated, okay? By now, Lamar to continue with his clocking as he's doing so far. Once it is updated, it will show him like it is adjusted, okay?
Okay.
And I'll put it right here in the system. We're having some issues like with this side as well, like with the system, but it's fine. Okay?
Okay. Peace, Rick. Hello?
Yeah, Lamar.
Okay. Now, what else you wanted me to say? He's been on time. He's been clocking in. Like he's supposed to.
Yeah, I mean, right now, I guess it's all, I mean, it's all addressed. Do you have another question right now?
No, right now I want to ask you this question. Do we clock in around here now?
On the new address that he just provided me, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
That's all I wanted. Okay, you want to speak to Lamar back?
No, I just had a word with him, and so it's fine.
Okay, all right.
All right. Have a good one, mister. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.